On the show today, we have MasterCard's Sarah Quinlan talking about the state of the economy and its impact on community institutions. So check it out. We're talking a little state of the economy, holiday shopping, that thing called interest rate hikes that just happened that everybody's talking about right now. But first, I wanted to kind of be super timely here and say, what's the holiday spending stats right now? Where are we? Are we ahead of the game? Are we behind the curve? What's going on here?
Well, thus far, it's a ho, ho, ho Christmas. So the good news is we actually do see an increase in holiday spending.
Yay.
And especially the good news is it's an extended period. All right. So we start really the beginning of November. We actually will go all the way through the last week of December, even past Christmas. So some people will just put that picture under the tree as opposed to the gifts. So we are really in the midst of it, but we are seeing growth. It was up, for example, 2.4% over the long holiday weekend year over year, which is a great number, but it was up 4.4% year over year in the month of November. So we actually are really seeing good, strong spending growth.
Cool. And I think that what you alluded to, like going the week after Christmas, is all the gift cards and all that type of stuff people get. That's where the spending kind of prolongs itself, I guess.
So it's not just the gift cards. The interesting thing is, obviously, there's always a bit of returns, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is it's because we have time. We forget that two people in a family are working now. This is a big change post the recession. Mm-hmm. So when they have time, and typically that week after Christmas is that fabulous spending time week, mm-hmm. that people will take that time to actually go shopping and do something because they can sit and browse and actually think about it. So they may return a specific item or have a gift card for a certain amount, but we see spending on top of that because then they'll say, okay, well, I bought this, but I'm also going to buy this.
Indeed.
And that's really what happens. So it turns into being a tremendous week for retailers.
And there's a few sales going on at the time as well, the after Christmas stuff. So that always helps too.
It never hurts, but to be perfectly honest, from a retailer's perspective, they wish it was full prices, you know. But of course, it is on sale. And look, you know, their key objective here is the end of their retail year is January 31st. So they're aiming and pushing right through.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's switch to a different gear here. Another topic that's super timely, the recent interest rate hike, which has got everybody talking. And so what does this mean for our economy? I know a lot of people have talked about it, but I would love to get your point of view, especially heading into 2017.
Well, it's interesting. I actually am not too worried about the small hike that's happened. Obviously, if it was multiple, and it really had a direct impact on the consumer. But remember, 70% of GDP is consumer spending. And consumer spending has been quite strong this year, month after month increasing. And the good news is we're seeing durable goods purchases, for example, which again shows consumer confidence. Mm-hmm. If you can buy a sofa, you're probably paying for it over 2 or 3 months, not just right away in 1 month. So it's saying I have the confidence I'm going to have my job. I'm going to probably bonus or at least be able to know that I'm going to be able to have that income going forward. Mm-hmm. So I am not too worried at this point, with the exception of one sector, which is, of course, housing.
Right.
All right. Where we've already had seen in the past number of weeks a drop in, for example, applications for, mortgages and mm-hmm. the like. So I think that's where you'd be a bit of concern. But again, I want to also caution that we are not seeing people actually looking so much to actually go into their own homes anymore. It may not be that the American dream is quite in the same place that it was before. We see a lot of people, as they say, spending on furniture consistently all year, but not necessarily buying individual homes.
Okay.
So it's a big difference between the two.
Yeah, I heard that this might also put a little stop to the refi market that's happening, the refi business right now. That might slow it down a little bit, as it's been super good in the past couple of years.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I also think we should, you know, say that with, you know, age coming in for me, rates still are historically low. So, again, I think there may be some sensitivity to it, but people also will start to think about, again, it really will depend upon whether people really start to continue to see wage increases. Now, we've seen finally a bit of wage pressure in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue to see that, that will be healthy for the economy. Because again, I think importantly, it means that people will have that additional income to absorb any potential small increase in some of their, you know, obligations.
Indeed. Let's turn to community institutions. What does this hike mean for them? Obviously, it sounds like it might be a double-edged sword for these guys as well.
No, I actually think it's quite good for them.
Oh,
because
all right,
again,
cool.
You know, look, the economy has been healthy. 70% of people in this country are employed by small businesses, and those small businesses work with these community institutions, right? And mm-hmm. this is where that relationship is so strong, and not necessarily with the larger players mm-hmm. in the space. So I actually think this strength in the economy is something that they can continue to play on, continue to help expand those okay. businesses as they are reaching out further into their specific communities. So I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing, because again, if we're seeing, you know, the retail sales going into that space, and we have seen consistent growth in the small business sector of portion of retail sales, I think that we will continue to see healthy growth. So I'm not necessarily as negative. Again, everything's relative when you think about what's the magnitude of the rate raise, but if it's just modest like this and also very well telegraphed, it's something a business can absorb.
Exactly. And having said that, I mean, there are some forecasters that have predicted that rates will go up again next year multiple times. What does this mean for our economy and also the community institutions as well?
Well, again, I think the community institutions will be well planning for this and have people understand, because also they'll be able to attract more savers coming into
it. Oh, no doubt,
yeah. There's two sides to their business. So,
exactly.
You know, one of the big things that you think about that has really been hurting is that smaller saver especially has gotten nothing from interest rates in the past number of years, with mm-hmm. rates basically being zero.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's multiple rate increases, we actually will see potentially deposits be worth something for people,
and
an increase there, which then will actually be healthy for the institutions, which allows them to actually do more lending. So I think it's actually going to be positive for them. But again, it's also how are they telegraphed, how often they come. You know, they can't be a shock to the economy. They can't be punitive.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something that people accept, understand, so that then they can modify their behavior
right.
Of how they go for on a slow but steady basis. And that's where we see things work well. And I think thus far, you know, things have been quite telegraphed. And if they continue to be that way as under the new administration and the Fed continues to act quarterly,
yeah.
I think that then we would actually see. And again, it would be healthy, because again, the community institutions, what are they looking to do?
Mm-hmm.
They are looking to, you know, both increase their lending into the community around them, but also to attract the depositor and work with selling yeah. potential other products to that depositor.
Right, right. You know, getting CDs and things like that, I see that could spark this as well, so which hasn't happened
exactly.
in a while. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It would be very neat.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And you mentioned the government before, and that kind of segues into my next question. I just read a recent article in the Washington Post after the whole interest rate hike thing that if government slashes taxes and increases spending in areas such as the infrastructure, the Fed could be forced to raise rates faster than expected to counter these rising prices. Is this good or bad for the economy? What's your take on that?
Well, again, everything
speculation,
you know, is the devil in detail. There's no doubt. Look, if we have to see a massive, you know, rate increase to halt inflation, that's the only reason they would be doing this. We're
okay.
already at basically full employment. So it's really what's the other thing that they look at and measure? It's inflation. So because they see an overly hot inflationary environment
mm-hmm.
that they would be accelerating mm-hmm. Their rate increases. And that would be where it would be challenging to the overall economy.
Right.
But again, that would be balanced by the fact if this infrastructure spending is occurring such that more people are employed in
yeah,
that infrastructure
yeah.
creation, you know, again, it would be offset by their spending. Because again, we always just have to come back to the spending, because it is such a large part of our economy. You know, think about when you break down GDP, it's not really government spending, it's not really exports, it's not any of that.
Yeah.
It's really what does the consumer do? And that's why, you know, the consumer confidence and her behavior, by the way, 70% of shopping, 75% of shopping is done by women. So it really is her behavior is really significant here.
Very cool. All right. Wrap up question here for you, Sarah, because I know you got a busy day ahead of you. At the end of the line is always the consumer. I mean, we're talking about consumer behavior and spending all that. How does the consumer fare in all of this? And how can community institutions kind of step up and help out in this area?
Well, I think the biggest thing is financial inclusion and making certain that everybody is included. So it's not just that typical consumer that they have gone against and who has been their client, but how do they reach out to every part of the community to make certain that they have access to, you know, savings vehicles, to spending and digital, you know, participating in the digital economy and spending that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody does have access to a credit, debit, or prepaid card. All those types of things can help facilitate. And again, what we're looking to do is get the velocity of money going in the economy.
Sure.
That's what helps the overall economy.
Yep.
So the key thing is anything more that we can include everybody and a community institution can reach every part of their community, I think that will help grow their businesses in 2017 and beyond.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Sarah, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about the state of the economy. And maybe we'll visit again midway through next year and see how it's faring then. So look forward to that.
Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.